So we're on Nun Vov and Aleph. Okay. Hanoldu min habayis. In the Lashon of Chazal, a bayis is really a room, not necessarily a house. Because every bayis in the house is chayiv in mezuzah, whatever. A bayis is a room. A lot of, you know, big bayis is a lot of rooms. But then he said, it's not to be in a bayis, mutar baliya. But the upstairs isn't included in bayis. Divrei Rav Meir. The chachamim are aliyah bechlal habayis. The aliyah is subordinate to the house, and therefore it's included in bayis. I know the min aliyah mutar bayis, but the opposite isn't true. Everybody holds that if you made a neder not to go into the aliyah, you can go into the regular, the first floor. Rashi mutar baliyah, shein aliyah bechlal bayis. I know the min aliyah, divrei akol ein bayis bechlal aliyah. Mantana babayis, the rabbi says hayitzia, babayis. The rabbi says so aliyah, right? There's a brisa that says that when you go to Eretz Yisrael, so the Rebbe is going to put a nega beveis Eretz Achuzaschem. So what is beveis Eretz Achuzaschem come to include? So it comes to include the yitzia, which is like a merpeset outside the room, right? And that's the first thing. And the second thing is, the Gra has a different girsa here. He has the rabos es ha tzavua, that even a painted house, there's negoyim. Because the halacha is that a dyed clothing doesn't have nigei begadim. So I might think that dyed walls doesn't have nigei batim either. So Torah comes along and says, beveis eretz achuzaschem, even if it's a colored house. Because the shaila whether the yitzia really is chayav, there's a brisa that says Tosefta that the yitzia is what's it called, not part of the house, and if the neg is in the yitzia on the mirpeset, it's not, it doesn't become a bias menuga. But in any case, here it's mashma that it is part of it if you hold this girsa. So beveis, the rabbi says aliyah. Beveis comes to include even if it's on the second floor. Amar Rav Chisda Rav Meir. So who does this brisa go like? Rav Meir. Why? De'i Rabbanan, de'amri Rabbanan, aliyah bechlal habayis, lamali kro beveis l'rabuye. Because the Rabbanan hold that aliyah is always included in bayis. So you don't need a special pasuk to tell me to include the aliyah. But Rav Meir holds that aliyah is not included in the bayis. Here's a special halacha that here it is. Abaye Amar afilu teimer Rabbanan. No, it could even go according to Rabbanan. Why? Boy kro. Still, you need a pasuk for them too. Even though normally aliyah is bechlal bayis, but here the soka day dechamina beveis eretz achuzaschem ksiv the mechaber ba'arash shemei bayis aliyah halom mechaber ba'ara says beveis eretz achuzaschem. So we need that to tell me other halachas the eretz. But I might think that it's davka if it's something tzamud to the karka, but not a second floor. Kamash malon beveis, the extra beis is. What's it called? Is marbe even the second floor? Kemana az lohada amar Rav Huna barchia mishmei de ula bayis beveisi ani mocher loch mareo aliyah. Right? He says bayis beveisi. So since he said bayis beveisi, he didn't just say bayis, right? So he can give him the aliyah too. He said, I'm selling you one of my rooms, so you can sell him the upstairs too. Time adomerle bayis shebeveisi ani mocher loch. Of a bias tam, ain't no mare aliyah. Lamer of mayor, right, that goes according to a mayor, that the aliyah is not included in the bias, normally, but since you said bias, but they see, that's why you include the aliyah too. Versus no, afilu tamer abonin. Ma aliyah ma'ula shababatim. Right, aliyah over here does not mean the second floor. It means since he said bias, but they see, he meant the best room I have. So he has to give him the best room. He can't give him an inferior room. But that's not talking about a second floor. Okay, second floor is what's it called, according to Rav Meir, is included even if he didn't say bayis beveis. Rashi. Rav Meir, he, the Omra Aliyah Labachal Bayasi. De'i b'veis eretz mashma, the mechuber ba'ara havibayis. If I have a meaning to say, it has to be connected to the ground directly. Aliyah de'lo mechaber ba'ara lo havi b'chlal bayis. Beis eretz. L'hochi boy krol l'ribuye. The hoil, the smicha, akiros habayis, mitami. Since it's connected to the house, that's connected to the ground, that's enough. Ha'omer l'chaveru bayis y'bevesi animocher, loch mario aliyah, mishum da'omer bayis bevesi, mashma aliyah besoch besi, even the second floor. But if you wouldn't have said bayis bevesi, it wouldn't conclude the aliyah. That seems to be like the Rabbana, not like Rav Meir. That seems to be like, what's it called, like Rav Meir, and not like the Rabbana. Time adom rabayis avesi. Hoim on bayis stam ein yochel haharis lo aliyah. The ein aliyah b'chlal bayis. Lemur of meir hi. The omer ein aliyah b'chlal bayis. Afilu tem rabbanan. Lo tem aliyah mamish. It's not that since he said bayis avesi, he can give him the second floor. My aliyah diktoni ma'ula shebin chosav. Habayis hamashubach shebavatav. Since it says bayis avesi, he means the exclusive room. So you can only give him a superior room. Tzorech litim alhechet to komer bayis avesi. Avali he avi omer bayis stam. I'm selling you a room. Hayochel haris lo aliyah mamish to aliyah bechal bayis. Then he could sell him the second floor. He could sell him an inferior one too. But here he has to give him the better one. Okay. Mishnah hanoder min hamita. Person made a nether not to have hanoah from a bed. Muta bedargish divir of meir. A dargish, Gemara is going to discuss what a dargish is, but it's a smaller kind of bed. Rav Meir says a dargish is not included in a mita. The Chacham says dargish b'chlal mita. A dargish is included in a mita too. I know that mean a dargish mutar mita, but the opposite, right? A mita is not considered. If you said dargish, that doesn't include mita, because a dargish is an inferior kind of bed, right? Not a regular bed. So dargish means dargish, but mita includes all kinds of mitos, according to the Rabbanan. Okay, Rashi. Muta b'dargish, there ain't dargish b'chlal mita. Dargish b'chlal mita v'osur. Aval hanodim in a dargish divrei akol ain't a mita b'chlal dargish. Okay, my dargish. So what is a dargish? Amar ula ersa de goda. They used to have a bed in the house that was for mazel. I saw that they compare it to Kisa Shaliyahu by Ibris. The bed was for the malach of the house, right? That they set aside an empty bed, and it covered the malach, who was the mazel of the house, and brought mazel to the house. It wasn't Avodah Zorah, they weren't serving this kind of thing. It's just like, again, like Kisa Shaliyahu. It was a covered of the malachim that frequented the house. Omrule Rabbanan Le'ula Chodesnan, right? So that's what it is. It's not a bed you sleep in. It was an empty bed they kept in the house. I'll say good luck charm. Okay, good luck bed. So the Gemara says Omrule, okay, Omrule Rabbanan Le'ula. So Rabbanan said to Ula, Chodesnan, what about the following Mishnah? Kishen Mevarin also. When they give the Kohen Gadol Sudas Havra, okay, after somebody dies, so they give him his first meal, right? Kishem Avinu, so Kol Ha'am Mesubim Al Ha'aretz, they all sit on the ground, V'hu Mesiv Al Ha'Dargish, and he sits on the Dargish. Now, if the Dargish is a bed that you don't sit on, what's he doing sitting on it? So Mar says, Kula Shata L'Yosiv Allah, Ha'hu Yoma Yosiv Allah. The whole year, the Kohen Gadol, nobody sits on this bed. And now, when he's a novel, he's going to sit on the bed. Right? Zmar says, Maskif Loradina. No, that's no kasha. Midi to have a boser v'yayin. Just like meat and wine. The kule shata iboy ochel, iboy ochel. The person doesn't have to eat meat and wine regularly. If he wants to, he does. If he doesn't want to, he does. But, ahu yuma, anan yavinan le. But it says they used to give the ochel. And the first day of Avelis, they used to bring him meat and wine. So normally he doesn't necessarily have to eat, but here he has to eat. So normally he doesn't sit on a dargish. Here he sits on the dargish. Eloha kasha. One of the kasha is from here. Titania from this brisa. Dargish loha yakofehu. Aloha by Avel used to be that they would turn over the beds in the house. All the beds had to be turned upside down. That was part of the Avelis. And we don't do that today because either our beds are not misugal to be turned upside down, they're not that the same tzura their beds, or if you do it, it looks crazy and the goyim would think that we're out of our mind. So therefore, they stopped doing, it wasn't any more symbol of avelus, it was a symbol of being crazy. Right? But dargish, they didn't turn over, elizokfo, they picked it up and put it straight up, vertical. If a dargish is this chosh of a bed that you have for mazel, right, the mazel bed, not only the bed you sleep in, all the sofas, every chair, you also, what's it called, you have to turn up over upside down. So why would this dargish be excluded? Right? Versus holokasha. Midi tahave amita miuchenis lekelim. There are certain beds that you don't turn upside down, the ones that aren't made for sitting or sleeping. Like one that's a bed that's made for putting kelim on. Right? You have a certain kind of chair or whatever that you don't sit on it, but it's used for storage. The tanyim hoysa mita miuchenis lekelim ain't tzorich lechvoso. So same thing over here. Since this dargish isn't made for sitting or sleeping, you don't turn it over because it's just like a mita that's miyuchat for kelim. The Gemara in the Havamina had that, no, if it's miyuchat for kelim, so it's not a bed. But if it's not miyuchat for anything, it's just a bed that's miyuchat not to sit on. For mazel, that's already a bed still. But the Kamash Mala, no, since it's not miyuchat for sitting, or it's just as if it would be miyuchat for kelim. Rashi, Ersa de Gada, Mita She'orchin also the mazel. The ain't shum adam yoshinola. Nobody sits or lies on it. Right? It's an empty bed in the house that's a simmentov. Kishen Mavarin also the Kain Godl Kshuovel. Kol Ha'am Yosif Oleha Bitmiyah. Mechlau the Dargish Lav Ersa de Gadahu. Right? What's it called? It says that he sits on a Dargish and they sit on the floor when they give him Hasudas Havra. So the Chora, if you never sleep on a dargish, why is he sitting on the dargish now? Ananya avinu le mishum dechsi v'yayin l'morei nefesh. So it says when Sudas Tavroa, they used to give them meat and wine. Achinami afagab dekula shata lo yosef alei hashti yosef. In Achinami, normally you don't sit on this. Now when he's a novel, special, they let him sit on a dargish. Lo haya kofeu mamish, hakroim l'mala. They don't turn it upside down. Ela zok folk, shemamid v'ashnei krov v'day. You set it up vertically. The yomas eres of the god of the mita chashuva he. If it's such an important mita that's there for mazel kolkach, amayin tzorich lechvosi. You should surely have to turn it upside down. But Tanya, the purpose of turning upside down is the bed symbolizes pruvu. And you, since somebody dies, you memayit the dmus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you turn the bed upside down to show that a human being has left the world. We do something similar to that, according to some opinion. We cover the mirrors, because the mirror also is marred by the demus of a person. So we cover the mirrors to show that the demus of a person has been memuit. So in place of turning upside down the beds, we cover the mirrors. V'zu nami ho'el u'mita chashuvahi. It must be a different kind of bed. Mara says, no, it's no kasha. Only beds that you have to turn upside down are ones that are made for sitting or lying. But ones that are miyuchad for kelim not, and therefore a dargish, which is not miyuchad for sitting and lying, even though it's not miyuchad for anything else, is just like a bed that's miyuchad for kelim and not for sitting and lying, therefore you don't have to turn it upside down.